You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Go Plug Yourself. We've been talking to awesome people in Montreal since 2011. Just a friendly reminder that if you're going to be buying anything on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, go to 9to5.cc first and click the links at the bottom or in the sidebar so that we get a bit of that money. Also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and enjoy the show.
Go plug yourself. You plug and mother plugger. Go plug yourself.
Yeah, you want to? How did this happen, Walter? Are we here against our will? Are we kidnapped?
It's iffy. We're not in our home turf.
We're not even in our home side of the city.
Well, I grew up in the East End, so I guess anyway.
Fuck you then.
We do, and I'm even reluctant about. We like to keep things diverse in terms of the guests we have on
right.
the show. And and I'm like, well, I don't know. Should we do two wrestling episodes? But then we kind
of. I think we're now at three of our last five.
Yeah, well,
wrestling related.
Well, I like wrestling. we had the John Prescott thing that happened, and and those are the whole deal at the end. There,
right.
He kind of went off.
I saw a thing on Facebook.
Words were said on Facebook, and now in the interest of fairness in the interest of diplomacy.
I'd say fairness over diplomacy.
Fairness.
I believe there's two sides to every story.
Here today with us
right.
is Ryan Rogan.
It's about time, really. It's really about time you guys have me on the show because...
Thank you, Ryan.
You know, I'm just so damn good.
And
you know?
his... well, tell what are you to Ryan?
My name is C. David Blackburn. The athletic advisor and life coach to Canada's finest athlete, Totally Rad Ryan Rogan.
And C. David Blackburn.
Do you want to point this way?
Yeah. I think I was called a piece of shit a couple podcasts ago.
Keith mentioned this to me. I have a really sporadic memory, and I don't even remember saying this. But I stand by it.
It's all right.
I stand by it.
Okay. We've had a couple people on the show who have had less than stellar words to say about you. But... okay, so in all fairness, we're not just going to start off with a huge fucking fight.
Let's
not a problem.
So Blackburn so far has been an unbelievably gracious host.
He's welcomed us into
one of the, I believe, maybe four or five guests ever who have invited us into their homes.
Right.
Not a problem.
So like we've had
that being said, I mean I was like, hey, can you come meet us at our usual spot that we recorded at Grumpy's? He's like, no, you come to my home. And
exactly.
So I don't know. It wasn't really an invitation so much as it was available.
Yeah, exactly. And then he was like, Now you set up. Now you fucking record.
We're like, all right, we're doing this now.
Oh, fuck.
Play with my cat.
She's adorable. And you're like, oh, okay, I guess so.
Exactly.
So here we are in beautiful East End Montreal.
Yep, or in what we've just learned is the edge of Hochelaga-Maisonneuve.
Next to the village, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect spot for us.
It's prime real estate is what they call this exactly. This part of town. Yeah. There's a lovely debonair in the corner that I got some really, really well, nicely priced Pabst Blue Ribbon at.
I tried to sell them on the Carling.
Yeah.
Because the Pabst was $6.50 and the Carling was $6.30.
You could have bought Sleeman for like 10 cents cheaper.
No, 10 cents more. It's a little bit more. I'm drinking the Sleeman.
Oh, right.
I ponied up for the Sleeman. The Sleeman is like a full like $1.50.
And I was pretty insistent on getting cans. So.
Okay,
I don't drink, but beer in a can is my favorite way to go. So,
Chris,
it's the American way, honestly. Like, Americans, everything is available in a can. And it's only been, I think, the past couple years where Canada started to get like cans, like other than King cans. Like,
I have to agree.
Like, other than King cans, like picking up a 6 or a 12 pack of beer in cans is like not a thing that I did until maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
If you bought my old man a 6 pack of cans, he'd probably slap you.
Yeah.
Look, Dad, I got you beer. Done.
Not in cans, doughhead. My old man's kind of rough.
Just opens him up and pours him down the. Why is this fucking happening? Nobody gets the beer. Fuck. So, do you wrestle at all, Blackburn? Or
I have.
You
I've
have?
I've backyarded for years.
Okay.
I'm not good at it. You can pin me pretty easily.
Okay. Walter, go, pin.
But I did wrestle a midget in Halifax a couple months ago. 2 months ago?
2 months ago.
In a hardcore Anything goes. Fall Count Anywhere is tag team match.
I was waiting for you to say, it wasn't a wrestling event. I just wrestled a midget.
I saw him on the street. Yeah, I'm like, brother, you're getting it.
Like a real backyarder.
Yeah, exactly. Like a real backyarder.
My fake championships. I'm going to go and go all out. And
just have a
I have the heart and passion to go and do it. You know?
Just have a cardboard belt written in Sharpie and then pin a midget and hold it over his head.
So here, I got a question for you guys. What would you call your backyard fed?
What would you call our backyard fed?
Walter's bad touch.
You put me on this, Walter.
We could just easily go with
good time wrestling association, GTWA, good time wrestling association,
cold beer wrestling greater, fed.
West, yeah,
we could also just go with the GPISW.
Oh yeah,
go plug yourself wrestling.
Go plug yourself. Yeah,
oh, yeah, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Let's call it that.
Go plug yourself wrestling.
Go plug yourself wrestling.
Exactly.
GPYSW.
Exactly, and everybody gets like a minute of mic time, and if you suck, we throw things at you.
34 different titles. Oh, man. There's so many titles.
Exactly.
There'd be so
the
many
hardcore
titles.
Intercontinental hardcore World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah. There'd be all the regular titles, and then there'd be a hardcore variant of each one. It'd be great.
Exactly.
Be
hardcore
so good.
Women's European. Tag team.
Yes. Absolutely.
And all
yes.
of them are 24/7 rules.
Yes. And I think there should be one guy in this backyard fed that has all 34 belts.
Who's that guy? Was it Chikara, whatever? Who like there was like someone who had all the belts at one point. There's like that really ridiculous picture.
Well, there was Jushin Thunder Liger at one point. Every
yeah, exactly. I think
he
that was
the
one.
All the light heavyweight titles. He even had the defunct WWF light heavyweight title, which I don't think WWF even acknowledged that.
Yeah,
it means the lightweight.
There's these.
What do you mean he had it?
Like he just.
It was won by somebody in Madison Square Gardens in the mid 80s.
And then they just lost track of the belt.
Yeah, he went back to Japan. He was a Mexican guy. I could be wrong. You have to Google this. But he went back to Japan and then it became part of this J Crown title reign that.
Say the guy's name again?
Jushin Thunder Liger.
Yeah, so if you Google that. You can find the
Thunder
pictures.
Liger.
Thunder Liger. You can see pictures of him just like adorned in like 12 belts.
Yeah.
Like, he has like multiple on his arms.
He's
he has
over,
them
right? So.
From his waist to his like all the way up to his chest. It's so fucking funny.
Now, but, I want to shift over to Ryan here. Ryan, how long have you been wrestling?
I'm at almost 9 years now.
Almost 9 years? How old are you if you don't mind me asking?
I just turned 23.
23. Okay, cool. And where are you from originally?
I feel like there's some sort of forgery on release papers somewhere.
Yeah, I've been through my fair share of stories with that. I'm not going to get into it.
I was 18 for a long time during the indies.
Exactly.
Like,
were you like buying booze at 12, man? Like,
no, I was like maybe 10.
Okay,
I mean,
sure.
I mean, I started smoking at 6.
All right. And you're from where originally?
I'm from Laval. I was born and raised in Laval.
Beautiful Laval.
I'm
still
there.
So
been
sorry.
23 years.
Okay.
Don't hold
beautiful
that
place
them.
In the world.
Okay.
You know,
I will. I will hold it against them.
Laval is. I was like making fun of Laval at work the other day.
Yeah, well, you're just a hater. So
I'm a little bit.
You know, because you guys don't understand the Laval vibe. You know,
I grew up in Rosemere,
you know,
so I grew up hating
people live in Laval
it.
Actually like really
hey,
good people,
like seven
whereas
times.
People in Montreal, like you guys are just. A
I grew
bunch
up
of
in
haters,
Rosemere,
so that's why I hate you.
I
all,
don't
you know,
Rosemere.
So.
I grew up in Rosemere.
Rosemere, okay.
So
I'm letting you go by now.
Exactly, it's still a suburb. It's still whatever, and I still hate Laval. We had a like Rosemere High School. Is like a basically a high school full of like stoners and skaters.
Yeah.
So they obviously feuded with every high school from Laval because Laval was like greasers and Genos
exactly.
and whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
so
well, see, I went through that
north.
Too.
Yeah. Exactly. That's it. Like Laval was like, and so growing up, I was always like, we're always like, fuck Laval.
You see, I went to Western Laval High School.
Okay.
And then it turned into Laval Liberty High School, and there was always wars with Sacred Heart, which is now Mother Teresa High School.
Okay.
And there's always war, so it was like WCW versus WWE kind of thing, you know, because they're always at each other's necks.
Yeah.
People thinking they're gangsters, going up, oh, bro, you know, you said this, you know, you said this to my girlfriend, bro.
Bro, guy.
Bro. Bro. Now, shut up, man.
It's the
just
Monday
go back
Night
to
Wars
school.
Yeah, TV.
Yeah.
The Monday, yeah, exactly.
Bro,
exactly.
Guy, bro is a whole sentence.
Bro,
it's
guy.
A
bro, guy. Bro.
No, it's more like me, I, bro.
Oh,
I'm gonna kick your ass, bro.
Oh.
That's it. That's all.
I wanted to throw up on the mic.
People, so people just constantly walking around, just cutting promos.
Just
constantly.
Cutting promos.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
going down.
No,
the
and
hey,
you. You're a little bit younger though, so you fortunately, I guess, growing up in Laval, didn't have to deal with every single solitary Geno on like the face of the planet believing they were the Rock.
That's
oh
funny.
My God.
So
that's true, dude. I do
like,
remember that.
Like, the Junos were just sort of like, hey, how's it going? You're like, oh, it's pretty good. It doesn't matter how it's going. I'm like, well, that was funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, every time that you did it, every fucking
person, by the way, in this room who's Italian at all?
Fucking Italian.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's very Italian. Yes, it is also
Walter. I'm super Italian.
It is also Walter. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're a full havesy, right?
Yeah, yeah, really, clearly. Obviously, right?
I'm First Nation, so. Yeah.
Right here?
Mix, yes.
A little bit, yeah.
First
mix. You get, like, tax stuff, or I don't know.
I gotta hook up on cigarettes.
There you go. Boom.
There you go.
You gotta get on the tax stuff, man. You gotta get into the tax stuff.
I'm still working on my status stuff, but, yeah. Rogan, what are you?
Actually, I'm a big mix of half Greek, Norwegian, Irish, and Native Indian.
Norwegian.
Norwegian.
Greek, Norwegian.
Native Indian.
Native Indian.
And Irish.
Irish.
And you tell people this?
Yeah, I tell people this. All right, big mutt.
All right. So am I. Italian, Scottish, Irish, French.
There you go.
Jesus, how cheap and stinky are
bundle
you?
Of emotions,
a lot
you know?
Of all of those things. And I'm angry constantly.
It's the best. It's why Walter like naturally submits to me, is I'm half English, half German. It's like half British, half German. So Walter's just like, okay, I'll do
and
what you say.
Why Keith is always a little bit racist constantly.
Also always a little
there
racist.
You go.
Yeah, historically a very racist background.
Everybody at this point to rewind 3 minutes ago into the podcast where Keith said Gino about like a dozen times.
I was raised that Gino wasn't even a bad thing. It's just like a stereotype.
No, it's always a bad thing. It was,
it's
it
not.
Was
it's not. I didn't say WAP.
Just...
I was going to say. Lord Thunder.
Okay. So what the hell are we talking
about? To be fair, full disclosure, I've spent 6 years with an Italian girl. I can say that.
No, you can't.
I know.
You're from Halifax proper, Chris? Or you're from...
Dartmouth.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Or somewhere else in Nova Scotia.
I won't even cross the bridge to go to Dartmouth. That's a total hole. No, I grew up in a place called Spryfield, where actually me and Ryan have wrestled.
Spryfield, yeah.
It's just right out. It's like a ghetto, a white ghetto, outside of Halifax. Not really outside, just kind of adjacent to it.
Right.
And then my family moved to Timberley, which is a very beautiful suburb.
Another part of Nova Scotia I've never
heard of. About 10 minutes outside of Halifax. It's a suburb. And then I lived in the States for a minute, and then I moved here.
Okay. Where'd you live in the States?
Down south, Georgia.
And how long have you been actually like involved in this whole wrestling deal
thing? Wait, no, I'm going to interrupt you. Because
sure,
I want to drop a Halifax thing.
Sure.
Fucking Pizza Corner.
Oh, dude.
What's up?
John's Lunch in Dartmouth. Oh, you ever been to go to the John's Lunch in Dartmouth?
Yes, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Everything Halifax was deep fried. It was so wonderfully deep fried. Every single thing. It was like a guy I knew he's like he was from there. He was like, and I told him I was going. He's like, go to John's Lunch. You won't regret it. And I kind of did regret it, but in a wonderful way.
No, it's not a bad spot. No.
Yeah. But yeah, pizza corner, and you were probably
pizza.
When you were probably there when it was like proper. Was it the all four?
No, because one corner is
the library.
Church.
The church. I knew it was like a quiet building.
But there were three there. There was a Subway right down. There was like probably eight places to eat at one point right within literally 30 seconds of each other.
Yeah.
But I used to sell weed there as a kid. So.
That's it. No, we had Mark Little on the podcast this past summer.
Who?
Mark Little, comedian.
I'm kidding.
You know Mark Little? I was like, I felt everybody from Halifax is famous.
Famous
knows
son.
Everybody else who's famous from Halifax. That's what I think. But yeah, no, he was saying there's only one pizza place there now or something like that?
I think so. I was back there 2 years ago.
I think Mark Little
was
still upset at me. Every time I see Mark Little now, I'm like, I think he's still angry at me. I think if he saw me, he'd be pissed at me.
Why?
I don't know. I felt like I rubbed him the wrong way.
I got along really well with him. But you would have that night where you were really, really drunk.
But then I turned into Ric Flair that one night.
Yeah, we were hanging out just for laughs. We're like doing our thing. We're getting people for the podcast, and we're like schmoozing and everything. And then we're like, just all of a sudden, we head up to the Hyatt. We have our press passes. And there's like
terrible
this
story to tell
big fucking sign up, and it's just sort of like
open
like,
bar.
Like tonight, drinks are on us.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember that.
So we're like, what the fuck? We just got ridiculous hammered, and Walter spent the entire night like fucking of any range of celebrity, whether he knew you or whether he didn't know you,
reenacting the an angle from the late '80s. The Four Horsemen, just going up to people, telling them that I had a spot for them.
Exactly.
And the Four Horsemen.
It's like, yeah, it's like, I have a spot.
It's like spitting like whiskey on them and shit.
It's
and
so
like,
bad.
I was there that night, actually, but I don't drink, so I'm surprised you didn't run into each other. I was there, I think, with Kirk Metzger.
Yeah, you should
probably Big J.
You should have looked out. You should have looked out for me, screaming like a lunatic
so
at people
funny.
I shouldn't have been hanging out with, telling them that I had a
the
spot
funny,
for
like,
the Four Horsemen.
I was talking to Matt Myra from the Nerdist podcast. We were having a really nice conversation. It was really great. And then like, I see Walter from across the room starting to beeline, and I was like, I really apologize
for what's about to happen.
He's like, why? And I was like, my buddy's really into wrestling.
Five,
he's really really
four.
Drunk. And then Walter's like, I've got a spot, and he's like, you, I got
Were
a spot
you
for you.
Strutting and wooing your whole way across the floor.
Close.
You should have been.
Just
but like the funniest reaction though is like Myra like leans over to me and he's just sort of like, is this like a bit? Like, is he trying to like sell me on something? I was like, not even.
No, Walter's
no.
Just drunk.
He's like, this isn't even a pitch of any kind.
And Adderall.
We'd. I was like, we'd really rather you forget about
Coke.
This.
I don't have that kind of money.
It was good times.
Yeah.
Nonetheless. Yeah, but yeah, no, I've had a good time in Halifax in the past. My cousins are from Halifax. They're on the at least the youngest one is on the lacrosse team or whatever, like the
first high school or university or something.
The highest one, the one that Halifax has a team that plays in the same league as that Toronto team.
Oh, no idea.
It's like it's the above high school in college.
Lacrosse, I've never played lacrosse.
Yeah, no. Nobody has, but it's an intense fucking sport, and it's really scary to watch.
Totally, totally. I've seen it before. It's actually really got a long heritage in Nova Scotia. But
yeah, exactly.
I moved away from there years ago. And
yeah. Is it true or false, because this is what I experience, is that if Great Big Sea plays at any bar, the whole bar will sing?
Probably. The one where Stomp and Tom was still alive, yeah, he can sing the whole place sing. Surprisingly, Rush does really well there, too.
Well,
and,
yeah, sorry, fuck. Great Big Sea. I thought Great Big Sea was from Newfoundland.
Yeah. They might be, but
it's
they're
the Maritimes, dude.
Maritimes, exactly.
Okay. All right.
But that's it. But it's like I was at like a normal bar with these like what I thought to be normal people.
I interviewed fucking Great Big Sea, dude.
And then it's just sort of like some Great Big Sea comes on, and the entire fucking place like stops, and then everybody's like cheersing and singing the songs. Like people you wouldn't necessarily be like, oh, they're a Great Big Sea fan, but you're like, no, you live in fucking Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, whatever, like. You are a Great Big Sea fan.
Things like that made me move out of Halifax. I'm a Black Sabbath fan.
To Hoshalaga,
I'd like to point out right now at this point that Ryan Rogan is still, in fact, in the room.
Yes, I am.
He's
here.
He's
standing.
He's also standing up.
Exactly. Blackburn is standing up. Manager fashion is like, I'll sit, you
he's,
stand.
He's yeah, making the go. Talent stand.
You want to sit, Rogan?
You sit on the floor. You want to sit?
Yeah, get up. Get up!
All right.
Thanks.
Now let's. Okay, when did you guys first start?
I want to know.
I mean, getting.
Oh my god! Right away. I was gonna say, when did you realize you wanted him working under you?
Well, me and Ryan, well, it was a nice try, but me and Ryan met at CRW. I think it was our first time, huh?
Yeah,
he had a match.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he had a match that night, and
or it might have even been Battle War.
No, I think it was CRW. I think it was a Friday. And I think I met you at Battle War, an outdoor show right after.
Right.
Oh, no, it was the outdoor
Verdun.
Battle War show.
Verdun.
The Verdun show, but we didn't really talk. There was a Verdun show, an Andy Allison show.
Yeah.
Chris Cruz, Pat Skills, Ryan Rogan. There's a bunch of guys there. That's when I started realizing I really want to get back into fucking wrestling. And if these guys are doing it, I want to hang out with these dudes because Chris Cruz is a great guy. Watch Ryan in the ring. Whether you like him or not, Ryan Rogan is one of the best wrestlers in Canada. That's a fact. I knew it from the minute that I first saw Ryan wrestle. So, I was like, I got to talk to this dude. I just want to get back into wrestling, maybe start training, doing something. And we just kind of hung out for a year at CRW, Battle War shows, stuff like that.
What's the training regime? What do you when you put Rogan through his paces?
How many raw eggs are we talking about here?
A lot of weed.
A lot of weed. It's the opposite of straight edge.
Oh, well, you know, I'm Canada's finest athlete. I'm drug-free.
Right, okay,
so
sure.
I can't. That's, you know, because if I get tested, then that's going to look bad on my resume. Coming, you know?
How often are you subjected to testing?
A few times a year, actually.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Because I am an athlete, right? So, you know, I do get tested. And
what fed that you've been involved with has had the most rigorous wellness policy?
Damn, I'm going to have to think about that for a second.
All right, but it doesn't matter, though.
CRW, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And, which is fine for you, though. Cause
well, yeah, gonna, yeah, of course. Right.
They absolutely hate me and Ryan at CRW, actually. If people...
You guys are so clean. You guys come in and you're so clean and sober.
I don't know if it's that. Maybe it's the fact that we beat the crap out of... Pat Skills and his father, Gilles Boucher.
Why would you
yeah,
do
we
that?
Attacked them at the where they work at the Jean Coutu.
Why did you do that, though?
Well,
okay, but
you know,
yeah. Like, I need, no, but, like, you're really going to need to explain that. Like, I just... Not, I don't want to, like...
How about I explain and you throw some...
go ahead.
Throw some
go ahead. Yeah, you go
okay.
ahead.
For a year, me and Ryan wanted to work together, and we were always told it's never going to happen. Pat Skills ignored me. Then... At one point, that I'll get into a little bit later, because we need to talk about a piece of shit named John Prescott, and we're going to get to that.
Okay,
but
God.
Right now, at one of John Prescott's shows that was held at the CRW Arena, John tricked me into getting into the ring, getting beat up by some jerk named Giant Tiger and some rented, tittied slut named Melina.
Okay.
Those two pieces of trash. Anyways.
We need to put up the disclaimer before this episode.
It's all right. Don't worry, buddy. I'll pull
the old, the old disclaimer?
The old disclaimer.
What happened at that event was
usually
I
reserved
was...
for you.
Right, yeah.
Usually the disclaimer is reserved for Walter, being like the opinions of Walter,
the opinions of Keith.
Yeah, exactly.
You can put up a disclaimer for me. But at this show, at this night, Jill and Pat made sure, along with John Prescott, that me and Ryan were thrown out into the snow after I'd been beat up in the ring.
Yeah,
so it starts there with me as far as the personal problems between Jill and Pat, and it's never gotten better. And Ryan has had a long-standing feud with the family.
Yeah, I have, actually. Not a family that I would admire very much, you know, because they screwed me out of money a lot of times.
Ew.
And, you know, it's not right. You know,
screwed you out of good bookings?
Good bookings. You know, I was always very very faithful to CRW and everything, and just the way I was treated and my contract was just ridiculously stupid.
A history of being treated shitty
the
by
way
promos,
they treated
right?
me?
Yeah.
And us as a team.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, we finally got a little insight because we're going to match Ryan and Alex Silva versus Rene Dupree of WWE fame.
Yes.
And some Jar Jar Binks looking creep named Jeremy Prescott. Oh, no. Jeremy, what's his name?
Prophet.
Jeremy Prophet,
yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Right.
Very forgettable person. Hey. Anyways, they allowed me to come in for one night only to watch the back of Ryan and Alex. If we lost, we were gone. Well, we were cheated out of a victory that night. We left. And then we got a call from Pat's mom, Jill's wife, saying, I don't like this feud. I don't like the problems that are going on.
See, if I can cut you off for a second, the only person in that family that I actually have any kind of sympathy for is the mom. I just feel bad for her because of all the idiots that she has to surround herself with, such a, you know, like a retarded family, you know, and, you know, it's just unfortunate because like I feel bad for her mentality. I feel bad for her mental strength because she probably doesn't have any being around.
But you're fine with
disgusting
her.
Fat slobs like Pat Skills and, you know, and Jill Boucher, you know, you Pat
Mr.
Skills in the
Rexha
ring with a, you know, with a big gut hanging out with hair sticking out of the belly button, you know, it's, you know, I feel like throwing
it's
up really. Yeah, it's embarrassing.
So she invited us to the house to square up with the boys, kind of level things out and maybe come to an agreement, at least cut the feud. Well, being the smart guy that I am, I got us all contracts.
Yeah.
Full-time contracts with a nice pay.
Yeah.
That's crafty.
All I had to do was apologize. They didn't tell me I had to mean...
You didn't have to mean the apology.
Before. Yes, exactly.
That old trick.
So as soon as the ink was dry...
It always works!
Exactly.
So as soon as
I didn't mean
dry,
the apology.
We let the Boucher family know exactly how we really felt about them again.
By assaulting them at work.
Definitely. So, actually, attempted murder.
Well, I drowned Pat Skills' head in the mop bucket,
oh
so,
my God.
You know...
That's actually a crime. That's a capital crime.
Hey, you know, you don't mess with my business and my passion. Yeah. If you do that, then I'm sorry your head's coming off.
Were police involved in that, or...?
Well, the cops were coming and everything because of the alarm that went off in the Jean Coutu.
Okay.
And we had to just bail out right away because, you know, if we had stayed, then
Jean
you know,
Coutu,
that would have been on my record. I can't go probably through the border and do my bookings.
I don't think that was...
So it would have been really hard.
I don't
you know?
Think that was a Jean Coutu. I think that was a Pharma Prix.
It might have been a Pharma Prix, whatever the hell it was. So,
You know, so. Maybe it was a deppener. I don't really remember exactly where this was happening. But,
you know, but maybe if you guys just watched the video. Could be a YouTube, the video. You know,
it could be Rite Aid. I think it was a Rite Aid. It was a Rite Aid.
A Walgreens?
Yes, that's what it was. Trader Joe's.
Yeah,
Trader Joe's in Vermont.
From Vermont.
Woolworths.
So anyways, you can check this out on my Facebook page, C. David Blackburn. I also have a fan page. Ryan has a page and a fan page. You can see those videos. Any videos we talk about today, they will be all there. Maybe if Walter was half the man that his girlfriend wants him to be, he'd post them.
Hey, she's my fiance.
That's what you tell people.
Be accurate. Come on.
That's what you tell people.
I have a question. So you seem to be take this all very seriously. You said you've been doing it for 9 years.
Yeah.
How'd you get started? Like, I was
How did I get started?
I assume I'm just going to assume you were like an asshole in high school.
Actually, you know what? I was not an asshole in high school. I was bullied in high school. I was picked on. And that's actually just that made me a stronger person towards the end of my high school run.
Okay.
In which
my
I dropped
high school
out.
Run.
My well, it's my high school run in which I dropped out to. I never finished high school.
Okay.
You know, I don't care who knows it. You know, it wasn't for me. And
okay.
Whatever. That's totally different. But hey, to go back to what you said, I started training under the wing of Jacques Rougeau at 14 years old.
Okay.
The Mountie, yeah, or the Quebecers, or Jacques Rougeau.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
How
whatever
was,
his
how
name
did that
is.
Work out for you?
The first few years were okay because I was there for actually I was there for 2.5 years. So I started there. Everything was going well, but everyone knows who Jacques Rougeau is, and he has a tendency of you know, screwing people over. Or
I've heard Mr. Kevin Steen even mention that.
Well,
he has his fair share
of stories about Jacques, which everyone does, you know.
Yeah.
But. It's Jacques, and it's his business, so I can understand to some extent why he was like that. Mm-hmm. But then again, he didn't have to be the asshole that he was with everyone and hurt them. You know, like, I know there was a lot of guys, like, you know, there's Beef Wellington, there was Bucks Belmar, Kevin Steen, all kinds of other, me, Chris Cruz, all kinds of guys, you know, that came out of that school that when they left, they really hated Jacques' guts. Like, really hated him. Not and, like, it's not just because of wrestling. It was just the things he would say to the guys, you know? And it would just completely bring us down. And it wasn't, like, it wasn't like, a good working environment.
Yeah.
Because he was just bringing us down. And there was no motivation.
But, yeah. I think there's that. There is a bit of that. And I mean, I don't know the guy, and I didn't go through it, whatever. But you like listen to like a lot of these wrestling podcasts and stuff. Like, there is a mentality of like, oh, I need to make it as hard as possible for my students because it's hard. And you're but that's not necessarily true.
It's not necessarily
true. Yeah, exactly.
True,
that's
because
it.
There's
but
a way of approaching situations.
Yeah, exactly.
Situations,
that's it.
And I found that the way Jacques approached the situations weren't the best. But I don't think he realized the way he was acting, so it's really not his fault.
Now, has it ever occurred
to you...
But
it is his fault, but...
It's one of those things where it's like the old adage of just sort of like a kid who gets abused grows up to be like an abusive parent, you know?
Yeah,
which is sort of
what
like,
I'm saying on
like,
that is, and off that, I'm saying, has it ever occurred to you guys or anybody that maybe years of being forced to work a gimmick that reflects... You know, Canadian federalism. When you yourself are a proud Quebecer, like does that, like, maybe that just like warped the poor man? You know,
well,
like,
you know, one of the things I notice people that I've talked to who have trained with Jacques, I think what Jacques' idea is, he thinks that he has everybody's best interest in mind by teaching him the WWF style of wrestling.
Right.
You practice spots.
Sorry, it's not even the WWF style. It's
really
it's,
I've never
it's,
trained.
It's really his own style. So if you take a look online or wherever, it's not called wrestling. It's called Le Spectacle Familial Jacques Rougeau.
I've heard that.
So
I've heard
it's
this.
All
like, that
based
it's all
around
it's a big family
Jacques
show. Yeah. Yeah.
So his name is really thrown out there, and it's just giving him all kinds of publicity, where it's just there's no. I don't know. Just
but I think what happens is that a lot of guys who train under Jacques, they think, oh, this is pro wrestling. Then they go, like, I think Kevin Steen mentioned, he went to IWS and had no fucking idea what he was doing.
Yeah.
Because he was never shown
Steen
to work
Steen
on the fly.
Steen talked about this on Stone Cold's podcast. Actually.
I think that's what
yeah,
it was.
He talked about Jacques Rougeau's wrestling school.
He had to relearn wrestling.
And about how it was heavily choreographed and how, like, they would replicate the exact same show twice in the span of or like in
which
two
WWE
nights.
Does they
yeah,
their,
I know,
their house
but,
shows
yeah.
are
yeah.
just practice for Monday Night Raw or an upcoming pay-per-view
exactly we saw
Ryan and myself do not do anything like that. You come and see a show, you're gonna see guys who are
passionate about wrestling, who care about wrestling, who want to put on a good show for the fans. And we're not there to do spots. We're not there to practice things. We're there to kick ass.
Why don't you talk a little bit about the Fed you're currently involved with right now? Where what's coming up this evening?
Tonight?
This is going to be a retroactive kind of way.
Useless.
You can talk about it in
It's Friday tonight, yeah.
February 28th.
It happened a week ago, podcast time.
Good. CTW tonight. Ryan and Alex will be there. Alex Silva of TNA fame will be there. I don't even know what our matches are. Usually we don't know our matches till 20 minutes before we really
Really. I just show up there, and whoever I feel like picking a fight with, I just go and I grab them and I throw them in the ring. And, you know, that's a dubious
strategy, I'd say.
Works
for Brock Lesnar.
I just show up. I did have a stressful week at work, so, you know, just going into CTW and grabbing some random jabroni homo sapien and putting them in the ring and just beating them up. Yeah, that does it for me, you know.
Works for me, too. I enjoy it. I get to go out there and yell and scream at the idiots that are in the crowd, so it's fantastic. Works out for Ryan, works out for me.
Always did last week.
Absolute disdain for your fan base.
Not all of them, but yeah, most of them. Right. Yeah, they don't. I don't think a lot of fans understand where Ryan and I are coming from. We're two guys that completely love wrestling and completely love putting on a good show, but we do things our own way. We're not going to kiss your ass just because you paid a ticket. We're not there to just entertain you. We're there to put on a good show.
Yeah. Wait. Sorry.
Shoot. Okay. Guy's name always forget.
Thanks, fucker. Keith. We're not there to entertain you. We're there to put on a good show.
We're not there to entertain you specifically.
Okay.
We're not there for Joe in the front row.
We're not there for Keith.
No, you're not there for Keith.
We're there for everybody. You know what I mean? There's people who love us. There's people who hate
us.
Just because you don't like us doesn't mean that you need to boo us. You know what I mean?
Okay. But how do you deal with that? Like when someone comes out to you and is just sort of like, fuck.
I threw toilet paper at people who call me shit, so
makes sense, right?
Smart,
thematic. Yeah. No, but that's it. So, but like,
I tell them exactly how I feel about them. If you want to get in my face and yell at me, you're gonna get it back twice as hard. Come at me with a pair of scissors or a knife. I'm coming back with a nuclear weapon. I've always been that way.
Is that Sean Connery from The Untouchables? A riff on that.
So, are you guys after belts? Are you guys after recognition?
I'm after everything. Yeah. I'm after the titles. I'm after the fame. I'm after the money.
You want to be the face of Quebec independent wrestling?
No.
Canadian.
I don't.
Canadian.
No. I want to be in professional wrestling in general, because
you want to be the face of professional wrestling.
Well, yeah, because that's everyone's goal. Well, hopefully, it's everyone's goal who was in professional wrestling.
So maybe that's why you might have some problems with other people, right? Because if you're like, if other people are happy at that level and you're not happy at that level, you're like, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah,
because I want to be better.
Yeah, well, because I think with my attitude, I don't ever go up to someone and disrespect them or treat them wrong. I just think it's sometimes the way that I possibly rub people off the wrong way.
Okay.
But I don't intend to do it.
You have
a strong character.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I say, like, if there's something wrong, I will tell you directly to your face if there's a problem.
I just want to say, if we were really big assholes, we could edit this and put a clip together where you're talking about rubbing people off the wrong way.
I got video of that if you want to see
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
I'm sorry. I don't want to pick on that point. But
That's fine. But hey, you know, and I just try to be the... I just try to go with what I feel inside, you know, and I feel that professional wrestling is right for me.
Right.
Okay. You know, and...
So if any of your antics come off as like being an asshole or being like shitty or whatever, it comes from a desire to be the best.
Well, it's because of my passion.
We're not settling. We're not going to CTW tonight, winning their heavyweight title and calling it quits or sitting down.
Yeah.
No. I don't know about Ryan. I can't remember what your bookings are this weekend, Ryan, but I'm booked Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You mean you can't remember his bookings? You're his life
coach. Because
I
take care of a lot of other people. Ryan, I think, has a night off tomorrow, and Sunday, Ryan and myself are in a tag team match against that idiot Pat Skills that I talked about earlier.
Right.
Me, Alex Silva, Ryan Rogan versus Pat Skills at CRW.
Who are his?
The Baldwin Center in Montreal.
It's a 3-on-1 unsanctioned match.
Unsanctioned.
And get this. He's the guy putting the match together. So basically, he's putting himself in shit. Like, I really don't get him. But
so
anyways.
He's both sanctioning it and not sanctioning it.
He booked it and then unsanctioned it.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So it's like, he booked it and was like, no.
See, that's what I meant before when I said he's retarded.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you for you mean he's actually functionally retarded? Like,
yeah.
Like, clinically, like, if you look in a book, if you looked in a medical textbook from the 1950s.
Retarded.
This is okay. I see what you're. So it's not offensive at all.
No, it's
okay.
Not offensive.
No.
It's just, you know,
no, absolutely.
It is what it is.
Absolutely not. Really, you got to put the disclaimer on this episode. Okay.
Oh, Rogan, you're the best.
Okay, so I have a real quick question.
What are we at time wise? Like, what do we got? What are we gonna get to here?
This is obviously, we talked about this a little bit at the top of the show. Our previous this is not even against my better judgment. I like to have a mixed show, but this is we had to respond immediately to our last episode.
Oh,
our last
Chikov.
However you want to pronounce it. Yeah, our last show we had John Prescott on, and he
he's at his third beer.
Yeah,
just chug him there.
Walter's not downing beers like it's no.
Keith is on his third beer too. Come on, for Christ's sake! Like, okay, anyway,
it's because I'm drinking a Sleeman's and you're drinking
a
PBR.
You're like a gentleman. You're bubbling beers all over your mustache.
You guys are just a bunch of alcoholics.
There's no clink when a fucking bottle hits a can. It's just like here.
There we go.
Yeah, good so for sad. You, buddy.
And me and Rogan don't even drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we normally record this in a goddamn bar.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Anyway.
No problem.
Well, to be fair, I just got a sixer for like the cost of a pint or two.
Walter showed up with 40 beer.
Yeah.
For $40!
Later.
So you're asking a question about John Prescott.
So John Prescott came on, and he like absolutely had choice words for you guys. Like,
and told a lot of bullshit lies.
Well, that's what I guess. That's why we had to.
How would I clear everything up? How would I start from the beginning?
Okay.
Me and Ryan are good friends. We hang out outside. We go to dinner. We're buddies. Me and Rogan.
Well, he's in your home right now.
Yeah.
Some might say more than buddies.
That's up to them.
All right.
That's their own insecurities coming out.
Okay.
Me and Ryan are. Ryan is my best friend. I love Ryan. We do so much things together. We go on road trips. He's welcome at my family's house. John Prescott was also...
I just want to say he was already in this house when we got here,
yeah.
But whatever.
He was already here. Wearing in your own words, your clothes.
Exactly. Because this is what happened. I went into his wardrobe, stole his pants, and I put them on. And unfortunately, don't fit me because you're kind of chubby, buddy.
My dick's a lot bigger, so...
But wait. You want me to get into this now? With
is
you.
There
oh,
friction?
Shit. Now they're both standing.
Because you know.
You know, whatever. Don't talk about my dick and balls. Okay, so let's get down to this. We were friends with John Prescott. I've known John Prescott for years.
Okay.
My ex-wife grew up with John. Stacy Morrow, her name is.
Okay.
You could edit her name out if you want.
That's up
but
to you.
But it's a fact. You could even ask her. You could ask John.
I had no problem.
They grew up together. They've known each other since 2-3 years old.
Okay.
Family friends. I was friends with John. John said, "Hey, I'm starting up a new federation. PWU was it called?
Yeah, something like that.
Shithole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, he said, "I want to book you guys." We said, "Okay, no problem. Pay Rogan's
money.
Pay
me.
We'll come in. We'll do whatever." Card comes out. We're nowhere to be seen on the bill. I thought, okay, no problem. Call John. Hey, John, we're not on the card. Oh shit, guys, I forgot to book you. I got overbooked. Blah blah blah. Next show. Hey, no problem for us. We're booked everywhere. We would actually have to cancel dates elsewhere to go do John's show.
Working 2-3 nights a weekend, multiple other nights. Yeah.
So we took this as an oversight. Second show comes up.
Second booking we had to cancel. And it was actually a good booking in the States.
Right.
And I canceled because knowing that Chris is friends with Prescott,
yes. Mm-hmm.
I was doing him the personal favor of coming to his show
and
working for him.
Okay.
But when I showed up to the show,
I had not booked.
Again, I'm losing money out of my pocket.
I see Prescott looks like the jerk in this.
And,
absolutely. Yeah.
Hang on here, guys. And then Prescott says to me, "I need you to help me out with an interview segment in the ring with Giant Tiger and Melina." So no problem, brother. I'll do whatever. You can find that video online also. Anyways, I'll post it up again so people see it.
Right.
I was jumped and beat up. Me and Ryan were grabbed by security. Gilles Boucher and his son thrown out of the building.
We've heard about that.
Yes.
Right.
So this is where two problems started. John and the Boucher family. But back to John Prescott. So the third show is announced. Me and Ryan are not on there. John has stopped talking to us. He's unfriended us on Twitter and all these places.
Not that it matters.
Not that we really give a
it's
shit.
It's just business.
But
right.
Be respectful to us. Be respectful to me. Be respectful to Canada's finest athlete, Ryan Rogan. You have him on your show, you're guaranteed to sell tickets.
Even your fans.
So, me and Ryan said, we're not on the show. Well, we're going to make sure those goddamn fans and that asshole John Prescott don't forget who we are.
Third time is a charm, right?
So what did we do, Ryan?
Well, we went in the ring, did business. I grabbed his little Amy Leonard. I went to go...
That bimbo.
That bimbo. I grabbed her by the hair. I told her exactly what I thought about her.
What?
Well, can you share that?
I don't think I should say it on the podcast because it's kind of rude. Sexual, you know, assault. I don't want to insult
anyone. You've already said
anyone.
Retard.
You've said retard about a half dozen times.
Yeah, but you know, I have respect towards true. Women.
Right.
So but I'm not going to go towards retards. That.
What about a retarded woman? Because she is kind of...
Yeah, but anyways... you know, we
shut up for a spike pile driver.
You guys are funny.
I head to the top rope. Ryan gets her in the position for a pile driver after I had just beat up John Prescott, which was fairly simple, might I add.
Okay.
One or two slaps, and he went down like a little girl.
Yeah.
But idiots from the back try to stop us. A bunch of white knights chase us out of the building. And that's when the feud was publicly known.
Yeah.
People knew exactly that there was a problem then.
I think
and it hasn't ended there.
Okay.
I think it's good what we did, because it gets to let everyone know what kind of asshole John Prescott really is.
Where do you guys see this? How do you see this resolving?
Prescott leaves town. I've already told him, dude.
Is it gonna be? You're gonna be a loser. Leaves town.
I don't care what it is. I'm gonna beat Prescott up so bad when I get the chance that he's gonna want.
He's gonna have no choice to disappear.
I don't know if
no
you guys noticed. I'm not exactly a small guy. I might be a little bit overweight. But I grew up in the mean streets of Halifax, Nova Scotia. I can throw fists. If John wants to throw down any time, he knows where I live. He knows my ex-wife. He has my phone number, but he doesn't do anything. You know what he does? He shows up at our shows and calls us assholes and stands behind security.
Like a mark.
And, yeah, and stands behind barricades. Ooh, I hate you guys. So what did we decide to do at CTW a few weeks ago?
Same thing we did to the bimbo.
Same thing we did to Amy. We grabbed him. 2 weeks in a row, we almost dropped him on his moronic head. 2 weeks in a row, he was saved by idiots. Who was the first one? Nico Marshall?
Yeah.
F you, Nico. I hate turtles and I hate your face.
You're censoring yourself now.
Hmm?
You're censoring yourself now.
No, no. Fuck you, Nico. And then the week after that was Ludo Boy. But that's all right, because Ludo Boy's gone. Don't worry about
He's
that
done.
Guy anymore. Yeah, you're not going to see that kid anymore. But it took me hiring Alex Silva and Ryan Rogan to take care of this problem. So then they dropped John on his head.
Yeah, I dropped him on his head, and I did his mother the favor, you know, and, you know, that's it.
The favor being
that, you know, that
he finally got his ass whooped.
He finally got his ass whooped, and,
discipline.
You know, he dropped
discipline.
Right.
You know,
John Prescott's so somebody like, who needs a beating. He needs to know
but
that
you
can't act like
dropped
this.
Him on his head.
He still is not done, Walter.
That's not enough.
To be fair, wait. Like, I just...
Hey, look at the way he talks to me on Facebook.
I was just going to say that, to be fair, he was on the podcast trash-talking them after he got dropped on his head. So he doesn't necessarily learn his lesson.
Not only that, but he
right?
still needs well, he's to just... pick a needle. He needs to make racist and homophobic jokes about me and Ryan.
That did happen.
He is wearing your pants.
Those aren't mine, Walter. My dick's really too big for those pants. God damn it.
I did see some homophobic remarks on behalf of John Prescott
and John
directed
thinks
towards
he is
Blackburn.
The good guy in this. John thinks he's the one that should have the fan support.
That's absolutely in your eyes. That is absolutely not. The
we're the good guys here. We're defending ourselves. We're standing up for ourselves.
Well, he didn't book him twice in a row, man. Think about that.
He's a goddamned liar.
Think about in the situation where you're managing me.
What if he's just disorganized? I mean, I don't think I'm a bad guy.
How about
what I am
how about
is I am absolutely
get Ryan
disorganized.
Rogan to reorganize his face and his teeth.
Sorry.
There you go.
Ryan Rogan, day planner.
Don't make a promise if you can't keep it when Ryan Rogan and C. David Blackburn involved. Now he has
well,
the...
Okay,
now
okay,
he has...
You know what? I get disorganized sometimes. What if
you're
I
drunk,
my
it's okay.
Event? You know what? First of all, fuck you. I'm not drunk.
Okay, Walter.
I'll tell you what, I'm not drunk. You know, fuck you too, Keith.
Walter,
I said, what
holy
if I
shit.
Got disorganized
need a manager,
and
Keith.
I forgot to bring you on an event? And I might... Why? I might not mean it, okay? But maybe in the back of my head, I might mean it because fuck you guys.
Would you do it twice? Would you do it twice?
Okay. I might do it because I might just forget. And
nope.
You know, would you guys hold that against me?
No.
You're asking what we would think in this situation.
Would you guys rearrange my face?
I would think you're stupid.
Are you saying I'm fucking stupid now?
No, I'm just saying you would be stupid
not
for not thinking because we were on the list.
Stupid.
I feel like I'm being called stupid.
We gave John two or three chances to make things right, and he never did. What he decided to do was have me beat up and have Ryan thrown out of a building. And then try to embarrass us in front of my friends and family.
How would you feel, Walter?
How should I act?
I just want to play devil's advocate here to your...
What would you do
completely...
if some jobber club owner kept screwing you over in your comedy bookings?
Well...
Yeah, exactly. This is
you would think that he's stupid. And
this is exactly my point.
He's mentally demented, right?
I don't want to have to censor myself fully, but if I could, you could say fuck and then insert the name of almost anybody in Montreal, and if they've screwed over Walter, and he said it.
I never have been screwed over, so I'm
really
fine. No.
In comedy?
No. Everything's always gone very well for me. where are we at? This got personal here, and this got rough. I don't know what's happening.
Have I made it clear about the reason why we don't like John Prescott?
I mean, it's clear. I don't know that I necessarily agree with
you. I'm not asking you to agree, sir. I'm asking you, did you understand?
I understand. I understand where you're coming from. I understand. I don't
feel
like anybody is stupid here. Maybe Keith a little bit.
Fuck you,
but
I kind of like Keith now.
Finally. 54 episodes, and a guest finally likes me.
He's definitely over, so.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Ryan just made a weird jerk-off motion, and then...
A jerk-off motion.
I saw, like, a jerk-off motion to your hand.
Saying to jerk you off to give you a compliment. That's what I did.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You know...
Of course, that was Ryan's idea.
Okay. Ryan knows how I like to compliment people.
All right. So, I just want to really quickly, I wanted a little bit of an update for our listeners. We've had a special a couple weeks ago for Battle War. A lot of our listeners are Battle War fans. And is there a contract? Are you going to keep illegally sneaking in and hurting people? Is there what's
you have to do that a bunch.
I was like, I saw a guy in a mask last time, and I was like, it looks a little bit Rogan, but wouldn't be Rogan. Then it was you, and you ran in.
Were you shocked?
I was not as like I would have been shocked if it was anybody except you, but I was like, I feel like Rogan will do what he can to get fucking Chainhawk.
It's funny because the fans in the audience, well, I was there that night, and I was blamed for setting that up, even though I have absolutely no...
Who was working the door? Whoever was working the door is to blame. Not to say that there's
that's
blame.
That's the FUF staff who let people in.
Get them involved in that.
They're retarded.
There it is. Are you suggesting that there's somebody on the inside, or that you guys
have
a friend?
I'm not going to disclose that information. I'm sorry.
But however you did it, you did it.
Well, I did it my ways, you know, and I found that.
But what's the future? Do you want to get your hands on Shane Hawk? Do you want to get a contract with Battle War? Like, what's
Do you hope to get back let in, like, in some kind of legitimate format? Because as far as the Battle War fans are concerned, you're off the roster, yes?
Yeah, I'm off the roster because, you know, I did get sent out by Shane Hawk.
Right.
And, you know, at this point, I'm not going to go too much into this because this is my business and has nothing to do with you guys.
Okay.
Rogan doesn't even talk to me about Battle War stuff.
So, you know, all I have to say regarding the situation is that I will make sure that Ryan Rogan will get noticed at Battle War. I will make sure that eventually, whenever that is, I'll be on top and I'll be the man and I'll truly, truly show everyone that I am really Canada's finest athlete because I can back it up in the ring, I can back it up on the microphone, and I can back it up in anything you put in front of me.
How about there backing up a truck?
I can buy. Give me the keys. I'll back up that license. Motherfucker.
Fans just missed this. Walter just said no to a beer.
Because I got half of one going.
I was actually proud of Walter because I thought, like, no, he was like, no beer. I'm like, good, Walter knows when to cut it off.
I
was wrong. He has half a beer left.
The half of the third. So when you guys said I drank three beers, I'd actually drank two and a half.
You might as well just finish this whole
just
six
chug.
Pack before. You
know, that was my plan.
I got another six in the fridge.
That was my go-to.
Just chug it, bro.
All right.
So your plan. Your plan is to, I suppose.
It's kind of secret. I don't know if you caught that, Keith.
But. Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to fully reveal your plan.
No, that's fine.
But you'd like to just reiterate for our listeners.
Yeah, sure.
So your plan is to presumably get A, back into Battle War, then B, dominate Battle War.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. You know, because I feel that
shoot for the stars, brother.
Yeah, you gotta shoot it for the stars. You gotta go up, you gotta reach high. And that's where I'm going. I'm going high, I'm going up, I'm high and mighty.
Okay, so step one is presumably to get a contract.
Well, no, you know what?
You know what, honestly, Ryan, we're booked so many different places. Does it really even matter?
No, not really.
But then why does he keep showing up?
Well, because you know, I want to prove my point.
Okay.
I have unfinished business with Shane Hawk.
Okay.
That I need to finish.
Greaseball Shane Hawk.
Greaseball Ginger Homo Sapien, and you know.
Second time you dropped the old.
Oh yeah, Homo I do. Sapien. And you're a Homo Sapien. He's a Homo Sapien. Oh,
what about Shane Hawk's allegations that Ryan screwed Ryan?
Pardon me.
Sorry.
No.
I said his allegations
Keith,
that Ryan
I think what
Ryan.
You just said was, hey, Ryan, do you want to punch my teeth out of my face?
Okay, well, I'd rather you didn't.
Why don't you guys take it easy?
But no, but I'm just saying that's like there's a very big...
Just give the question a little bit different.
Okay, no, you know what? I'll ask you the question. I want you to elaborate on that.
Okay, I have no problems elaborating on that. There is definitely a feeling,
Keith,
and admittedly...
Remember, I absolutely don't have your back.
It's fine.
So, wait. So he has your back, but you don't.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's absolutely how that works out. There is definitely a feeling, and I will be the first to admit that the feeling is heavily, heavily influenced by the fact that you maybe don't get the mic time you could deserve at Battle War, or maybe the chance of rebuttal. But there is like a very big feeling, at least from what Battle War seems to be projecting, because I can only see what I see as a fan sitting in the ring. Now, that you don't deserve to be there, that you, I guess, like, messed up matches or whatever, that you or Shane Hawk seemed to completely shit all over your talents, and then that, like, the correct thing to do was to fire you. That's what they're presenting from the Battle War head offices, is that that's what happened to Ryan Rogan.
Lies make baby Jesus cry.
Okay, this is what, like, if...
Shane Hawk's a goddamn liar, his red hair. Don't believe anything he says.
That's fair. We talked about that. I think we had on the podcast. We called into question that he has a soul at all. So, but how do you respond to that?
How do I respond to that?
Right.
You know what, Ryan? Honestly, fuck Shane Hawk.
Yeah, but you know, it's just you know, what I don't like about Battle War really is that they're jealous people.
Okay.
The roster's filled with jealous people. They're all haters.
Okay.
Because they know that the talent that's inside of me cannot be touched. Nothing can be touched. On Ryan Rogan, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, I'm there, I'm giving 125%, even 130, 40, 50, 60, 200%.
So many
I will
percent.
Be
mathematically
there.
Impossible.
I'll be there, and I make sure that I put on the best show possible.
Right.
And I feel like, this is just me, what I feel inside, I feel like people are jealous, you know, because Ryan Rogan's just so damn fine.
Maybe. Okay, maybe. My girlfriend is a huge Ryan Rogan fan.
Yeah, I heard that. Now, Sarah, how's
she
doing?
She's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
And it weirds me out.
The homewrecker, Ryan Rogan.
Weirds me out that you even know her name.
Yeah. That's
a little
now I did listen to your podcast, you know, because...
No, yeah, she's a.
One thing people need to know about Ryan and me is that we do our homework.
I just didn't appreciate you comparing me to Randy Orton, though.
When did I prepare you to Randy Orton?
You did. If you go back and you listen up, you did.
I would take
totally
any,
believable.
Any compliment at this point, really.
Randy Orton? Okay.
Or anything that's
better than Randy Orton. So
now,
Randy
if
Orton
you have
sucks.
A comparison to Randy Orton, I just
I'm sorry, I don't mean that.
Just to play devil's advocate here.
Snorting.
So you took a bad comparison to the guy who currently is holding all the belts.
Face.
Yeah, for Triple H and Stephanie, snore...
He's getting a paycheck. He's getting a really big paycheck.
Well, of course. He's got
a
world. He's double champion.
He has a bus.
And
the man has
shitting
bus.
All over the TV show. I've been to the last few pay-per-views.
Not to mention people's luggage. Am I right? There it is. Oh!
That you sunk low there, bro.
He did poop in someone's luggage.
A lot of people's luggage.
Wasn't it Kelly Kelly or something?
It's a lot of women's.
Yeah.
I'd let Kelly Kelly poop on me if that's...
That sure.
That's what that was.
She's married to Sheldon Surrey now.
Is she?
Did you know that? She bought a house. She's married with Sheldon Surrey.
No shit.
Yeah.
Who's Sheldon Surrey?
Best slap shot in the NHL.
Ah, he's the shits.
Shall we do 5 questions?
5 questions. I feel a little awkward.
Shoot.
How are we doing it? Are we both people answering? One people?
Yeah,
we'll both answer.
All right.
Do you remember the new questions?
Absolutely not.
I think I put them in my phone. I always rely on you to fucking answer the questions.
Well, I'd like to take this time to remind everybody that Ryan Rogan and myself can be seen at CTW every Friday.
Please plug something, yes.
I have absolutely no idea. The address, go to my Facebook page, C. David Blackburn.
Give some kind of contact info or address. Or...
You can find me on Twitter at Mr. Shithawk. That's my Twitter.
And my Ryan Rogan handle.
At Ryan Rogan.
I feel like you're setting people up for disappointment.
I love the Trailer Park Boys. What can I do?
Your bubbles.
I'd rather be Mr. Leahy.
No, you're Bubbles.
You're Randy.
No, you're,
Randy's
you're
Mr.
Bubbles.
Leahy.
You're Smokey the gay prostitute.
Do you want to know a weird fact about Mr. Leahy?
Sure.
He does not fly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He doesn't drink either.
We ran into him at the train station in like the central station. And he was just like eating McDonald's. We're like, yeah, Mr. Leahy. We got a picture taken with Leahy. Whenever we're like, what are you doing here? He's like, I do not fly.
Oh,
he's like, I will not get into a plane. He's like, it's a flying fucking prison. And like, very, very adamant about like,
and like a fucking train's any better, it's sailing down the tracks.
No, but and yeah, apparently it's a fucking well nightmare to do year. Fucking Trailer Park Boy PR stuff, because it's like Leahy needs to be like transported across Canada by rail.
Because like, only a Canadian diva like that would be like, like in the States, like, I want a red carpet and champagne for my 900 people. He's like,
put me on a train.
That's it. Do you know who I am? Damn it, I'm Jim Leahy.
You only sound like you're from Halifax. Like, when you say R words, it's great. Yeah, like, you don't even you don't have the Maritime accent. And then anytime an R word comes out, it's great. It's the best. Man.
I make fun of him on that. That's right. Funny.
That's all right.
So,
five questions.
What did you want to be when you grew up, Ryan?
What did I want to be when I grew up? I've always
Spaceman
wanted to be
Ryan Rogan.
I've always wanted to be a professional wrestler. It might sound cliche, okay, but it's the truth. You know, I was...
It's not so much cliche as it was kind of the obvious answer.
Well, it's the obvious answer, but it's also a cliche when you ask a wrestler, what did you always want to be? It's a professional wrestler, but this is the truth.
Or a fireman.
Unless you ask Alex Riley, said he wanted to be a gay porn star.
Sure.
You know, but hey, you know, I started watching wrestling when I was 4, so I was wrestling really took my soul. This is no joke. It really just took everything out of me. It's deep. It's a deep relationship that I have with pro wrestling, and that's why I'm so deep into it. This is why I love it, and this is it is my life and soul. So
sure.
You know, I mean,
by the fact your soul was in fact taken by wrestling.
Maybe, who knows?
Okay. Wrestling stole my
maybe
soul.
That's why Shane Hawk doesn't like you. Maybe he wants your soul.
Oh, maybe. But my soul's not the because
gingers aren't born with one.
Have no souls.
Gingers and Asians, from what I've been told.
Blackburn, same question.
What did I want to be when I was a kid growing up?
Yeah.
I think I wanted to be an astronaut at first, and then like maybe a cowboy. And
very, your childhood painted with broad strokes. Yeah. Astronaut, cowboy.
I wanted to be an astronaut, and then I wanted to get a time machine and be a cowboy.
My first love, really, though, was skateboarding. Traveled a lot.
So I wanted to be a skateboard.
Well, I wanted to be a skateboard. Make me out of wood and clay.
You're a skateboard.
No, I want to be a professional skateboarder. That totally did not work out because I'm not that talented at skateboarding.
Yeah.
But I did have a passion for it. Actually, if you look back at my past, I helped throw the Am Getting Paid contest through Underworld and Zoo York for many years in Montreal.
Crazy.
It's one of the biggest amateur skateboard competitions.
Keith seems to know what you're talking about. So I'm
do you know?
Also yeah. No,
I was one of the people that helped do that.
Cool.
So, yeah. I've been involved with Underworld's skate shop and Underworld Cabaret for many years.
So
if you ever want to come beat me up or throw a chair at me, you'll probably find me there.
And you've previously worked at Underworld, yes?
Yeah.
And we've known each other through that as
well.
Yeah,
I met you there. Did I meet you the night that Mike Patterson got extremely drunk and tried to fight everybody? All right.
Question
friend
number,
of the show,
question
Mike
number
Patterson.
Two. Question number
okay, that was it.
Who's the greatest person of all time, Ryan?
That's a vague question.
Who's the greatest person of all time? Just whatever.
Just the greatest person
whatever pops into
of
your
all
head.
Time.
Yeah. Don't think about it too hard, because if you think about it too hard, you're gonna land on like Gandhi or something, and that's not what I want.
Well, I guess it would be my mom.
That's great.
That's my
lovely
mom.
Answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, and who could possibly boo him?
Me next time, probably.
Mama's boy, Ryan Rowe. Yeah.
Hey,
fuck you.
She's the one who fed me.
Hey,
she's the one who fed me. She's the one who paid for my wrestling school tuition. She's the one who supported me. So I really can't say she is the greatest person.
Greatest person of
all
time.
I love you, Mom.
Can you throw some violin music in on this?
Mrs. Rogan, thank you.
All right.
Same question.
Greatest person in the world?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, it was Wayne Gretzky until I found out he had a gambling problem.
So his wife's gambling problem.
Some might say a problem. Others might say a big problem.
One of the people I always looked up to as a kid growing up was Rodney Mullen. He revolutionized skateboarding and made it nerdy and fun
for
everybody. But the greatest person in the whole wide world, that would probably change every day. Probably for me, it's probably Ozzy Osbourne. He's just such a huge Black Sabbath
fan. Not bad.
Cool. Love Ozzy.
Cool.
So, and I'm not going to say my parents because my parents are weird.
All right.
Dirty Dave.
And older
Dave.
So, what's the worst fashion choice you've ever made, Ryan?
Right.
the worst fashion choice. Oh man!
Right now,
yes, man, wearing red. Yes, man, wearing red.
Oh man, I don't know if I should say this. People are gonna laugh.
Ryan's got the fashion sense of an fashion old Asian sense. Lady.
Okay, here's a little something. I don't usually share this with anyone, but let's let the viewers. So I was 13 years old. I was the biggest Eminem fan. Eminem was just like, to me, he was like a not a rapper? God, but like kind of like someone I really looked up to because his music was good and whatever.
So this is like 2002, 2003.
This is like around 2002 when he came out with the Eminem Show.
Okay,
that's when I really went balls to the wall for Eminem.
Did you just say you went balls to the wall for Eminem?
Yeah, whatever the expression is, I don't care, whatever, same shit. Anyway, so I decided one day to dye my hair blonde.
Okay.
Eminem.
Dude, just stop, please.
So, yeah, that was the worst decision of my life.
How did you do it? Did you do it like straight bleach or do you like sun in? Or
it was actually straight bleach. Well, not straight bleach.
Run around smelling like a double toilet.
No, it was just some leftover that probably my sister was dyeing right. her or something. And
How did you dye
your bush?
No, I didn't have a bush at that time. I didn't hit puberty.
So how did that look? Did you go to school the next day thinking you were the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
You're like, I'm killing it!
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was like, this is the Ryan Rogan Show, you know? I was just walking into school, baggy pants, you know?
I'm pretty sure it was the Johnny Jack Spade Show.
Oh.
Or the Paperboy Show, maybe?
Oh, maybe.
What's some other awful names that you have?
Oh, man. I had Mr. Insane once.
Awful.
CWS Wrestling Winter Tours.
Wow. Okay, we'll stop.
So
Jacques Lespad was another one.
Jacques
probably
Lespad?
One of the worst ever.
Wow.
Wait, what? And here,
Jacques Lespad.
Jacques Lespad. It was really just that. Anything. Jacques like it was just Lespad. A random name.
Jack
that
of just, Spades.
The Jack of Spades.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? All right. So, anyway, it was probably one of the worst.
Sometimes my bilingualism goes like right out the drawer.
Same question. Worst fashion choice you've ever made.
Actually, you know what? I didn't really make the choice. I worked in nightclubs and hip-hops for a long time.
Okay.
Hip-hop did hip-hop shows and stuff. And occasionally, we would get sponsorships through Fat Farm or Sean John. So there I was at like 25, walking downtown with triple extra large shirts and fucking shoes.
Fat what?
Fat Farm. It's a clothing company.
It's with PH.
PH, yeah. It's pretty hot and tempting. I can't believe I just said that.
I just adore the way you say Fat Farm. There it is. Now you said it all.
Okay,
Fat Farm. Anyways, yeah.
Fat Firm.
There it is.
Fat Firm. Yeah. Fat Firm. My name's Blackburn.
Exactly. At least he can bust balls back. It's been an hour now and he finally shits on me.
Hey, you know.
All right, Rogan. We got road trips. At least I never fucked the plant.
You never said that, right?
Well, I didn't.
True.
You clearly did. Look at your face.
Fucked up plan.
Okay.
Your face.
So, yeah, my awful.
We need to have a Go Plug Yourself road show just to get road stories.
Yeah.
Oh, I got so many for you. It's not even funny.
Hey. Okay, so now this question, and I mean, I feel bad even asking it, considering the history, but this is a question. The way 5 Questions works, obviously, is that our previous guest asks a question to the future guest, not knowing who it is.
Oh, okay, cool.
And this it'd obviously...
Okay, hang on, because I know the question that John probably asked, and I'm going to say, no, John, we don't like guys.
But he didn't know it was going to be you. He asked a question.
Yeah, because John asked every guy he's ever met, hey, do you want to sleep with me?
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
No. So he didn't even know it was going to be a guy or a girl. So this question does come from John Prescott. So full disclosure, it is his question. He says, what celebrity would you like to receive oral sex from, and why?
Of course it had to go to fucking sex at weird.
Alright, so Rogan, hit it.
Okay, so sexual intercourse and...
No. Oral. Receive oral from one celebrity and why?
Someone's going to put their mouth on your genitals.
Oh,
and they're a famous person.
I'm not familiar with that.
And they're a famous person. Who would did you want that
boy
to
or
okay,
girl?
No, seriously, I would go with Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Okay.
And she's
and why?
She played Valerie in 90210. She's probably the most smoking hot woman ever.
Did she have a head like a block though?
No, she didn't. She's perfect.
Okay, but so and I mean, other than being perfect, and why? Like, do you think she has good technique or?
I just by looking at her, you know.
And why was part of the question.
Why and why? she looks like someone that you know. I don't know, man. Just that's my answer, man.
Okay, but no. I just have a follow up. Real quick follow up.
Yeah, go.
If she was amazing at sucking dick, Would you then have in the back of your head being like, how'd she get so amazing and how many dicks has she sucked?
I wouldn't be thinking that. I wouldn't be thinking that. I'd be in my own world thinking completely different things, so okay. That wouldn't cross my mind.
You'd probably be thinking, how does she scrub those potato flakes off her cheek?
What? Don't make fun of her like that.
Looks like potato flakes.
So Tiffany Amber Tyson. So Blackburn, you. Same question.
Oh, wow. Celebrity? So it's got to be a girl because this is going public.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. Whatever. If someone has some great cocksucking lips, you can't deny them, right?
Like Steve Tyler.
I was going That's terrible. Okay, somebody who... You know what? I don't really think about celebrities like that. I don't know why. I guess because I do actually do pretty good with girls. Surprising.
Think about it right now, though.
Yeah, so if I had to ask for a blowjob from somebody...
Lady Gaga?
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
Liv Tyler.
You know she'd swallow, though.
You know what? Maybe
Lady Gaga?
Maybe Amy Schumer, because I've only heard so many perverted stories about Amy.
Schumer went comedy with that. For the comedy fans that might have somehow...
Look, I just see the giant smile on Walter's face right now.
I wasn't expecting that.
Because she has those giant arms, you know? She'd get really... Yeah, that weight behind them. She kind of looks like a Cabbage Patch doll, too. So.
Okay, well, she's never going to be in the podcast.
All right. Hey, who knows? Maybe one day if you guys go big.
Exactly. You know? For our comedy fans that are...
Or if she eventually marries you, Chris. So,
yeah, that'll happen. Another cab driver.
Comedy fans who are still stuck with us through nonstop wrestling episodes.
Thank you, first of all.
Thank you if you're still listening. Okay, so now this is the chance where you guys get to... flip it on our next guest, who we don't know who it is.
Oh, we have to come up with a question.
You guys got to come up with a question.
Come up with a question.
Can we both come up with a question?
We have to come up with it. You guys need to agree upon a question.
A unified question.
Okay.
Like a unified title. Like a,
yeah.
Well, okay, here it is. Who is your favorite wrestler ever, and why is it Ryan Rogan? Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a fair question.
Sure, okay.
Okay, let's think of a good one. Okay, here. I love music. Okay. I know Ryan loves music.
Yeah, I do. I love music.
Favorite album, start to finish. Not a song on an
album. It has to be the full album.
Start to finish.
Track 1 to track 12 or track 1.
I can answer that in 1 second.
Go for it.
The Blue Album by The Weezer.
Holy shit!
You just called me
The
Weezer.
The Weezer?
That was my fuck up.
That was one of my favorite albums.
But also, there are very, like I said, there are very few albums you can listen start to finish. And that is the one, definitely the first one.
Chris,
do you have one in mind? What's yours?
Mine might be Here Today, Go On to Tomorrow by Diglo Abortions. It's one of the first albums I really grabbed and loved. They're Canadian. That or maybe any, like I listen to albums straight through.
Right.
Anything by Black Flag or Black Sabbath or The Dead Kennedys, I absolutely love.
Ryan, I'm going to guess Marshall Mathers LP?
No, actually. I'm going to go with Metallica Black Album.
Okay. Oh, the fair. Black Album?
Yeah, I like the Black Album, man.
Yeah, sell it out. Good. Oh,
yeah. Walter, what's
but
yours?
But I'm also new generation, so I'm into like the Papa Roach, the Three Days Grace stuff, you know? Which, you know, probably you guys don't. Yeah, I did. You know?
It's okay. He also said he died. He said like Eminem.
Exactly. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to say what I feel. It's okay. And I said that before, right?
I respect you, Ryan. We might not always agree on things, but I do respect you.
Yeah, shut up.
So Walter, you.
I mean, off the top of my head, things
like that joint.
Is it
cohesively good albums to me, start to finish, like Alice Cooper's Welcome to My Nightmare?
That's not bad. That's
what
good.
About
that's
the
good.
School's Out one with the. I used to have that album. You'd lift it up.
I wish I had that.
You picked up some crazy vinyl in Lake Charge.
Yeah, and I like, and there's a, and I like, there's a couple Harry Nelson albums I like from start to finish, but that's
like I'm sure I could definitely go deeper if I really thought about it. But the first one that pops in my head is definitely the
that Weezer Blue Album. I do listen. The only song I don't like is
also Godzilla soundtrack. 1998 Godzilla soundtrack, start to finish, amazing.
Really?
Yes,
it's actually
so good.
It is quite good. The movie's terrible. The album did this thing where it paired. Like legitimate like metal artists with hip hop artists.
Machine song.
Yeah. They did that with a movie called Judgment Night. It was a movie with Cuba Gooding Jr., Emilio Estevez, and a comedian. Gold. What's his name? The fucking I'm an asshole. That fucking prick. What's his name from Boston?
Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary's the bad guy in it, and the guy from House of Pain's in it also.
Crazy.
One of the guys I don't remember. Maybe Everlast. I can't remember. One of those jokers, they play bad guys.
Okay.
What? Post this up on your thing.
Post it. Listen.
No, it's a great movie. Their soundtrack was made for the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's
well,
like
that's the
Slayer
same,
and
same thing with Godzilla.
Slayer and Onyx and Biohazard and
this we're coming up.
Band.
Don't worry. Dinosaur yeah, same Jr. thing too. With, the same thing too with a little bit different. It depends, and it very much depends on your fucking taste. If you listen to the Spawn movie album, the Spawn movie album is the same thing where they took like industrial metal artists and
that.
Combined it with like actual. So there's all these fucking like where they combine it with like electro and stuff.
Yeah.
Like fucking the like Filter did a thing with like Crystal Method. And, like,
oh, okay.
Like
yeah,
like
yeah,
and it's all these like different. Like, okay. You look at the entire listing, and it's like. Always like industrial metal combined with like somebody electro. Like
okay.
Anyway, they did a little bit like that with the Godzilla soundtrack.
Okay, I'm gonna
so
check
good.
That out.
So good.
Also, oddly, Batman Forever soundtrack.
Batman
is,
Forever soundtrack is
oh,
amazing.
Yeah. Oh
yeah,
that's actually one of my favorite Batman movies growing up. That is actually
Batman Forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
you know
a great movie.
Yeah.
In general,
well,
I'm a
'90s kid, right?
Yeah.
The movie.
Well, Pete, I think they thought like, okay, hey, we're gonna this movie's gonna be you know sell a ton of you know it's a ton of tickets. Let's get it in the soundtrack. That's gonna do the same.
And you gotta remember,
yeah.
people were still buying CDs.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's the important part.
Yeah, it's true. I had a car full of broken CDs and right. CD cases.
I'm three paps in. I gotta pee, and I want to be here for the end of the.
Okay,
the episode,
so we're just gonna wrap this up real quick.
Sure,
we're gonna obviously have links to all your stuff.
Cool.
I think we have now gave our listeners a balanced view. Of what's going
the
on.
The situation.
Yeah.
You guys need to have Alex Silva on next. He's one of our other guys that I take care of.
Well, I feel we need to
Alex
maybe get someone who's
non-wrestling.
I don't feel that as much, but sure.
But Alex has never given an interview before.
Oh, shit.
You're
like exclusive.
It will be exclusive. Alex,
yeah.
I know Alex refuses interviews with everybody. It doesn't matter who it is, he refuses.
And you manage him?
And you're,
yes.
And you're
so we
can
go work.
Me and Alex are very
happen.
Good friends. Me, Alex, and Ryan are probably the three best friends.
We can work. We can maybe work something
else. Any other upcoming events? Any big things you
want
to do?
Yes, actually, on March 22nd, FLQ in Anjou. I'm wrestling Moratus.
That's your home
you can
town,
go on my page,
close to your own
facebook.com/RyanRoganHatesYou. And you can see that
like
the show's coming up on the
22nd. I feel like you could have done a better Facebook page for your fans.
Oh, no. I hate
them.
They love it.
We're all retarded, right?
One more for good
one
measure.
More for the road.
Okay.
Shows that you didn't finish high school.
Black
Oh, nice shot.
Finally you give me
yeah,
the fucking
yeah,
props for
yeah.
a good burn. I've been doing it for the last 2 years. Chris, you got anything for us?
Like Ryan said, 21st, we have a
22nd.
22nd. I have a cue for Carl LeDuc. And against Moratus, we beat Moratus soundly the last time. I don't know
yep.
why he wants to get beat up again. But we did post a promo video of
yeah.
us accepting a challenge for him. So
yep.
check that out. We get the boys to post it up. And two things. One, John Prescott, go fuck yourself.
Right.
Number two, Ryan Rogan hates you. We're out.
Boom.
Clang. It's done.
It's done.
Well, thanks for coming out, guys.
Okay.
That was great.
Yeah. Chris Blackburn and Ryan Rogan.
Yep.
See David Blackburn,
Ryan Rogan.
Okay.
That was good.
Hey,
it was good times.
Hey, Chris is back.
Well, hang on.
Hey,
he dropped the mic.
We got one more thing to say.
Okay.
Get it! Got it! Good! Hey, $40!
$40!
I feel that's a perfect way to end the show.
I don't know what happened.
Nope.
Next episode, not wrestlers.
Probably.
Those sweet, sweet piano tunes you're listening to right now come courtesy of Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude. Oh man, that was some great podcasting, wasn't it? Anyhow, be sure as always to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, add us on iTunes, buy our stuff, and basically try as hard as you can to make us happy in every single way possible. Of course, be sure to check back every day on 9to5.cc for comics on Wednesdays, podcasts on Thursdays, Scott or Sophie's art on Fridays, and seriously, we'll try as hard as we can to get Zombies and Loathing, Fuck Mondays, and Templars back as soon as we can. Thanks for listening, everyone.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you?